This is Jim Field.
And Stacy Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley. We're right square in the middle of October.
Wow.
That frost is going to start forming on the pumpkin one of these days.
Yeah, well.
Are you all decorated up for the fall season?
No.
Do you decorate for the seasons?
I'm really bad at it. No, I don't. Not so much, I don't.
No spirit?
No, it's not that. I don't know. I guess I don't.
No spirit.
Go out and get the stuff and put it up to take it back down for a few weeks.
Well, I think personally, it takes a special kind of person to decorate for this particular season. Because, you know, some folks like to change the look of the house or the yard outside as you get to the different times of the year. I mean, for some people, that means different things. You know, some people put those little flags out, you know, the little banners and things for the different seasons and don't go any further than that. And some folks like to, you know, kind of decorate things outside and inside. A lot of different things to put up, wall hangings to put up in the house and whatever. But the fall season is kind of an interesting one because, you know, if you're going to do something for the 4th of July or the holiday type stuff, you know, like that, the 4th of July, Memorial Day, you know, those types of things, that's fine. Easter, you know, and things. People decorate for those. The problem with the fall season is it comes so close in front of the Christmas season.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of folks will maybe perhaps go ahead and use the fall season as Thanksgiving time, too, and do that. But, you know, about the time you get some of the different decorations and the color schemes right for fall, you know, all those kind of dull colors, the browns and the oranges and the yellows and stuff like that. If you use it to transition in toward Thanksgiving, that's fine. But for some folks, it just kind of gets in the way of decorating for the Christmas season.
For Christmas, yeah.
You know, you get the fall season stuff that you do, you know, like I said, at our house you'll find all kinds of things, pumpkins and you know, different colored leaf type combinations, like, you know, leaf things and whatever
garland
else.
Stuff,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, different things like that for the cornucopia, the different things for the those holiday seasons. Now, some of that stuff can stay as we get closer to Thanksgiving. Some of that stuff, however, kind of makes way for the Christmas season then, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, when that happens, it happens in a hurry.
Yeah.
But then you have to get all that stuff. But now at our house, and I hope my wife doesn't get angry with me about this, about sharing with you about how things go in our home. She does all the decorating because, quite frankly, I'm a guy. You know, guys would still live in caves if it wasn't for women.
Right.
We all know that, correct?
Yes, we do.
We'd still be using milk crates and 2x6s. That makes a perfect TV stand.
Yeah.
You know, women don't understand that. Men love it. It's okay. It's fine. We'd sit on a beanbag chair on the floor.
Nice, no.
It's good. We're fine with it. We only have nice things because women in our the women in our lives. Okay. That's why. So anyway, now that we have
you're welcome.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Now that we have that groundwork laid, now that we understand each other, and then we move on. So, yeah, so she does all the decorating and stuff in the house, but it's a full day project to go from, especially to go toward the Christmas season.
Yeah.
We have a lot of Christmas decorations, a lot of Christmas decorations. And when it all goes up, it all goes up. Now, there's rhyme and reason to it as well. It's not just tossing stuff around. She's got a plan, and we have more than we need. And she will decorate up the inside of the house how she feels, you know, about it that particular year, because we don't use everything. We have too much. But there are things that are specifically Christmas things. And then there are things that are winter things.
Okay.
Okay, so now while we're talking now about how people will decorate up for the fall season, and maybe some of the stuff can hang around for, like, you know, Thanksgiving, it's still appropriate. We have things that are appropriate for Christmas, and then also things that are appropriate for winter.
Okay.
Do you understand the difference?
I think so.
You know, if you have little snow type things, snowmen,
right?
You know, things like that, things that have to do with winter. Well, those can stay up, but no, my wife has, it's planned. I mean, it's all planned out. I mean, there's nothing done by accident. It's planned out. And like I said, it's a full day. Perhaps a lot of times I think it's a weekend effort. And I do help a little bit. I mean, I feel a little guilty sitting on the sofa watching football while she's, you know, running around doing all this stuff. So I help carry things here and there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm a little leery. Like most men, I'm a little leery when they say, well, what do you think about that? Looks fine to me.
You're like, I don't care.
Well, what are we going to say? It's a no win, you know?
Yeah, it could be.
It's like a woman asking, honey, do I look fat in this dress? Don't ask me that.
Well, the answer's always no.
Well, yeah, of course we know that. But, you know, then I have to go to confession sometimes, yeah, too. You know, we have to go to confession when we do that. But, no, it's, you know, it's just, you ask those questions and stuff, and it's like, you know, what happens if I say no? Does that look okay?
Nah, why not?
Don't like it. Why? Well, never mind my opinion, because it's just my opinion. But, you know, so you just, you kind of go along with everything, and that's just kind of the way it is. That's guy stuff.
Yeah.
There's womendom and guydom, you know?
Yeah.
We all have our own thing, and they have their own thing, and that's just kind of the way things are. But decorating, that's where the two worlds collide. Seriously, it is.
Yeah.
You know, we decided a long time ago, years ago, shortly after we got married, decided to redo a room in the house, and it included going all the way down to the bare studs. And so we had to sheetrock. But it was an upstairs room in a small home that had a vaulted ceiling. So, and that we did that too.
Oh,
so
yeah.
we had to sheetrock all of that. We decided that since we got through that okay, that the marriage would probably be okay.
Yeah.
I think the marriage will last.
You can get through remodeling, you can get through anything.
Oh, if you can get through sheetrocking together, especially when you're having to do vaulted ceilings and things, because believe me, that's not the easiest thing in the world. There are a lot of things that go wrong there. Then we've kind of decided that we can get through anything.
Yeah.
We'll be fine. So, yeah, the decorating thing, that's kind of where it comes now. It's just like, okay, I know my place. I'll help carry stuff. And if you tell me to set it there, I'll set it there. But don't ask me what I think. Because that's a hard question. Because, you know, if you ask me, what do you think about that? My real response would be, I couldn't care less.
I don't care.
I really don't care. Again.
You might be in a lot of trouble this weekend.
Again, remember the premise, men would live in caves, yeah, if women would let us. You know, there's a reason we call it a man cave.
Right.
You know, we just don't care that much. You know, I mean, realistically, what are you going to say if I say, hey, look at this autographed jersey I have. Does it look great right here in the living room? Mm-hmm. I know what your response,
nope,
is going to be.
Looks great in your man cave.
Could we perhaps put that in the bathroom?
Downstairs.
We often joke at my house that there was only one, at our house, there was only one room I was allowed to decorate.
Yeah.
The garage.
Lucky you.
Yeah, other than that, that was pretty well it. Now, decorating for the holidays is an interesting time. It's probably a lot more fun if you have kids around.
Yeah.
Because kids can help a lot with that. In fact, they can help make some of the decorations and stuff, too. But a lot of different types of decorations. But, yeah, this is going to be Decoration City here pretty soon. Because, like I said,
you're just getting excited.
Oh, yeah, I'm thrilled. You're doing all the fall stuff. Yeah. Then you're going to be doing transitioning into Thanksgiving. And immediately from there, you're going into Christmas and winter. And then, you know,
boom, boom, boom.
It just seems like every weekend this time of the year, there's some decorating that needs to be done. So, yeah, be prepared, guys.
Yeah.
Be prepared. It's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming faster than you think. Speaking of coming faster than you think, I want to throw this in here real quick because this is something that, you know, may have kind of slipped through the cracks a little bit. The Senior Health Insurance Information Program, or otherwise known as SHIP, is their acronym. It's part of the Iowa Insurance Division here in the state, but they offer a lot of free services and giving folks some help and advice on, you know, what to look for, whatever, how to do things and stuff. The 2012 Part D prescription drug plans. This might sound boring to some, but this is important stuff.
Right.
The Part D prescription drug plans for the 2012 year are coming up here real quick. We're into that period right now. October 15th, it got moved up. It used to be a little later in the year, but October 15th, which is this weekend, is the opening for the for enrolling or changing your plans. You can only do that once a year, but it's October 15th through December 7th. Okay, December 7th is the deadline. That used to go through close to the first of the year. So December 7th is the deadline now. So it starts October 15th, runs through December 7th. So you want to make yourself informed about those types of things. There are several plan changes for Iowans. Two plans are no longer being sold. Two new plans were added. Three different plans changed names. 14 plans have reduced premiums, and 16 plans have increases. So there are a lot of things. There are 33 standalone drug plans in Iowa this year. So you need to do the research and things. But the bottom line is the enrollment period has changed. It's shifted forward a little bit. So you have about the same amount of time, but you're just going to have to do it a little bit quicker, so or a little earlier, rather. So that is going on as we speak right now. So you can go to www.medicare.gov, and you can compare a lot of those 2012 drug plans and things. And SHIP also has step-by-step instructions to do a comparison on its website, which is www.therightcalliowa.gov. Just go to the drug benefits section and do those kinds of things. Now, if you don't use a computer and you'd like some help, SHIP does have free confidential counselors that can help you with that plan. In fact, here in Cass County, call the hospital and talk to Carol Schuler. She can set you up. Or you can call 800-351-4664. Now, it's important that you meet those deadlines, because if you don't, you're out of luck. And, you know, your health situation changes year to year. Your needs change year to year. You might be on different prescriptions than you were on last year. Some plans are better at some things than others. So that's why it's important to shop these things out and then figure out which one's best for you and make sure you use that plan throughout the coming year so you don't have any surprises that pop up later. So again, those dates have changed. It's October 15th, so it's open now. And that runs through December 7th. That's when you need to make any of those changes and things, or enroll if it's the first time around. So make sure you're on top of those things so you don't make a mistake, because it can be costly if you make a mistake. All right, that's out of the way. Now, let's move on. You got a stack of things over there to tell us about, right?
As always. Well, on Sunday, October 16th, the Atlantic Fire Department is having their annual breakfast during Fire Prevention Week. It's at the Atlantic Fire Department. Members of the Atlantic Fire Department, thank you in advance for your support. The Xyra Masons are having a breakfast on October 16th. That is from 8:30 to 12:30. That will be held at the Brayton Town Hall, and they'll be serving pancakes with eggs, sausage, and French toast. It's all you can eat, and it's for a free will offering. The proceeds from this will be split amongst the fire departments of Brayton, Xyra, and Elkhorn in honor of their service to our communities. That's the Xyra Masons breakfast on October 16th from 8:30 to 12:30 at the Brayton Town Hall. A cancer support group will be meeting the third Mondays of the month at 7 p.m. at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. It's to help cancer survivors and their loved ones express their concerns, frustrations, and suggestions. If you'd like more information on that, you can contact Rod Schuler. His number is 243-2532. Again, that's the cancer support group. They'll be meeting the third Monday of the month at 7 p.m. at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. A program on the book, Cass County, Images of America. It's by Lila Hogaveen and Shiona Putnam. That'll be held on October 18th at 1 at the Activity Center in Lewis. And this is sponsored by the Lewis Library. That's a program on the book, Cass County, Images of America, on October 18th at 1 at the Activity Center in Lewis. The Wyota United Methodist Church, they're serving chicken and biscuits, salad, pie, coffee, and iced tea on October 19th from 4:30 to 7. That's the Wyota United Methodist Church, serving chicken and biscuits on October 19th from 4:30 to 7. The October meeting of the Atlantic BPW will be held on October 19th at the Cass County Memorial Hospital's second floor conference room. That's at 6:30 if you'd like to join them. They're just asking that you RSVP to Debbie Lystad before noon by October 17th. A postal service meeting will be held in Lewis at the Lewis Community Center on October 20th, and that starts at 7 p.m. The National Bird Dog Circuit, it's a company focused on offering the finest competition bird dog hunting experiences, will be broadcasting the 2011 World Championships scheduled for October 20th through the 23rd at Hanson Outfitters in Anita. The Anita High School Choir, accompanied by the Atlantic High School Band, will sing the national anthem. The public is welcome to come and watch the students perform during the live filming, which is on October 21st at 7:30 a.m. And it'll be air on television. There'll be the gallery seating to watch the field trials and filming as well. The competition does start on Thursday, October 20th, and that goes through Saturday, October 22nd. And then the championship is on October 23rd. The Anita Fire Department will be fundraising for their ambulance drive and hold a Saturday night banquet for the BDC players and staff. And all proceeds go directly to the fire department. If you'd like more information on that, you can contact the website www.hanson-outfitters.com or www.nbdca.com. National Bird Circuit filming on October 21st, and that starts at 7:30 a.m. The Cass County Conservation Board's 21st biannual Halloween hike will be held on October 22nd. That starts at 7 p.m. and small groups will depart from the Camlin Edition shelter of Sunnyside Park about every 10 minutes. Kids 12 and under are encouraged to arrive early to get their faces painted, and the last group will depart at 8:10. All hikers are welcome to enjoy the free tasty treats and warm drinks after their hike. They do ask that you do pre-register for the free event by calling 769-2372 to make your reservations. You just leave a message with your name and number, and then how many will be in your group and what time you're wanting to depart on the hike. That's the Cass County Conservation Board's 21st biannual Halloween hike on October 22nd, and that starts at 7 p.m. The Audubon County Hospital Foundation is hosting a big band harvest dance from 6 to 10 at the Agri Hall at the Audubon County Fairgrounds on October 23rd. Tickets are just $15 for adults and then $7.50 for students. The admission does include dinner, door prizes, and live music from the Wailing Big Band. Tickets will be available at the door the night of the dance, or you can get them in advance at the Audubon Medicap and Pomida Pharmacies, Elkhorn Pharmacy, Exira Medical Clinic, and the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Doors are open at 5:30 and the band will start at 6. It's the Audubon County Hospital Foundation's Big Band Harvest Dance from 6 to 10 at the Agri Hall at the Audubon County Fairgrounds on October 23rd. St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church Bazaar will be held on October 23rd from 11 to 1:30. Doors open at 9. Their homemade dinner includes roast beef, mashed potatoes, green beans, glazed carrots, rolls, salads, and desserts. $9 for adults and $3 for children 6 through 12, and then children 5 and under are free. They do have takeouts available, and then the bazaar will have a bake sale, sewing circle sales, quilt chances, and general store. That's Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church Bazaar on October 23rd from 11 to 1:30. At Cass County Memorial Hospital is offering a community blood screening for people ages 18 and over. The screenings will be held at the Cass County Memorial Hospital atrium from 7 to 9 a.m. on October 24th, October 27th, and 28th. To make your appointment, you can call 243-7475. Area Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts are conducting their annual popcorn sales campaign through October 30th. 70% of your purchase stays local and also helps Scouts pay their way to camps and buy needed gear. If you haven't been contacted but you'd like to place an order, you can call Melissa Einen at 254-2689. The Cass County Conservation Board is asking, when do you think the first trumpeter swan will arrive at the Shelburne Quarry? Call in your prediction by November 11th to the Conservation Board at 769-2372. Leave a message and return phone number if they're not in. Duplicate dates will not be allowed. They're just asking one prediction per family, and it's only for Cass County residents. The winner will receive a trumpeter swan 8x10 print from the Cass County Conservation Board. That's the Cass County Conservation Board's trumpeter swan when they're arriving at the Shelburne Quarry. I just need to get those in by November 11th to the Conservation Board.
That's all you got?
That's all.
That's all you got. Okay, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with more after this.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right, a few more things yet here to talk about that I've got here in front of me. Let's see, coming up this weekend, St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina is hosting their annual Harvest Dinner. That's this Sunday, October 16th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Menu includes, are you ready?
Ready.
I'm hungry already, but this is going to make it worse. Roast beef and ham balls with mashed potatoes and gravy, rolls, green beans, salad bar, dessert, and drinks. $8 for adults, 12 and under $5. Preschoolers can eat free. Again, that's this Sunday, October 16th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Enjoy.
Yes.
Sounds good. Oh, what else do we have here? Coming up on Monday, October 17th, up in Irwin, they'll be holding a Red Cross blood drive at the Irwin Community Center. That'll be from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's Monday the 17th, this Monday. You can call Kathy Kington to make your appointment at 712-782-3324, and make sure you do that and give blood. It's always needed. They have a little saying here. It says, the need is constant, the gratification is instant. So if you can do that, they'd sure appreciate it. Anywhere you can give blood. There are several places every week around the area to be able to give blood. So please take the time to consider that. Let's see. Also coming up on Friday, October the 21st, the Emmanuel Lutheran Church Women in Harlan will host their Harvest Bazaar and Luncheon. And that will be held at the church. That's from 11 a.m. Well, actually, there are two seatings, 11 a.m. or noon. Turkey casserole, salads, rolls, harvest cake, and beverage. It's $8 for adults. Carry-out only tickets are also available. And they'll have a baked goods sale starting at 10:30 that morning as well, with baked goods, quilts, crafts, all kinds of stuff. So make sure that you get your advance tickets from the church women or the church office. That's the Harvest Bazaar and Luncheon at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan, sponsored by the church women, 11 a.m. and noon seatings on Friday, October 21st. Now, also, coming up next weekend on October the 22nd, the Atlantic Business and Professional Women's Organization, the BPW, will have their annual Fall Craft Show. Again, that'll be Saturday, October 22nd from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic. The concession stand will be available. There'll be a lap quilt. It'll be given away at 3 that afternoon. And all the money that's raised will go toward community service projects and scholarships. So again, that's the Atlantic BPW Fall Craft Show, Saturday, October 22nd at the Cass County Community Center, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. would be the times for that. And if you're ready to experience a little Halloween entertainment, the Haunted Halloween Trail will be available. That's located at Lake Anita State Park for one night only. It'll be Saturday, October 22nd from 7:30 p.m. to 11 p.m. Ooh, it's night. Admission is $6 for adults and for students. There's a non-scary Little Goblins Walk with trick-or-treating that'll be held from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., so it really won't be very dark at that point. Admission is $1 for all ages for that event. Now, there'll be storytelling held along with a fortune teller. Hot dogs, cookies, and cocoa will also be available, and the Haunted Halloween Trail is sponsored by the Friends of Lake Anita and the Anita Ace Club. So, again, that's coming up on Saturday, October 22nd, one night only, 7:30 to 11 p.m. at the Lake Anita State Park for the Haunted Halloween Trail. $6 for adults and students, and they do have the non-scary walk earlier in the evening, just $1 for those who want to participate in that, in case you're interested. Should also mention, too, that continuing throughout the month of October, the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church here in Atlantic is a location where you can experience the St. John's Bible prints. This is for the first time in 500 years the Benedictine Abbey has commissioned the Bible to be handwritten with quills, duck feathers.
That'd be a lot of patience.
I couldn't do it.
No, not at all.
I couldn't do it with a ballpoint pen.
No.
Let alone quills. But yeah, handwritten and hand illustrated as well. Nothing mass produced about it. So if you want to experience that, it's something, like I said, hasn't been done in over 500 years. So it's something to experience. It's been in different locations around the country, but there are, I believe, 18 of the prints are here at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Parish Center in Atlantic. The hours are Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Sundays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then also on Wednesday evenings from 5 to 8:30 p.m. And if those times don't work for you, call the parish office, 243-4721. They'll unlock it for you to check it out as well. There's no presentation or anything. It's just you experiencing that. So if you want to do that, there's your opportunity.
Yeah.
Got some birthdays?
I do. I'm over at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. I'd like to wish happy birthday to Alma Christensen on October 16th, and also to Leslie Vorm on October 18th. At the Friendship Home in Audubon, happy birthday to Robert Fry coming up on October 22nd. We have an 80th birthday celebration. Happy birthday to Rhoda Kellaway. She's celebrating her 80th birthday on October 23rd. They're having open house for her at the Anita Community Center. That's on Sunday, October 23rd from 1 to 4. And that's sponsored by her children, Paula, Warren, Kirk, and Joe. They're asking you to stop by and wish her a happy birthday and enjoy some refreshments. And they're asking just for no gifts, please. So happy birthday to Rhoda Kellaway, celebrating her 80th birthday on October 23rd.
I don't have any anniversaries this week to tell you about, but you got a baby there.
We do. We do have a baby. Congratulations to Mr. and Mrs. Darren Woltman of DeKalb, Illinois. They became parents of a baby girl on Saturday, October 8th. Great-grandparents are Mr. and Mrs. Dave Woltman of Harlan, and great-great-grandmother is Betty Griffith of Walnut. So congratulations.
Very good. Yes. Nice to hear those nice words there. Hey, I want to take just a little bit of time here just to... Do a little self-promotion here. We want to thank all those folks that participated in the KJAN radio auctions, which just ended this last Wednesday. Mm-hmm. We had 4 weeks' worth of radio auctions over four consecutive Wednesdays. Had a lot of neat stuff.
Yeah.
And pretty much all went.
Yes, it did.
So, yeah, we're glad to hear that, too. But, we're glad we could bring you some bargains. It's kind of neat. We thought we'd try this a couple of years ago just to see how it would work out. It was an opportunity. You know, people like sales. They like sales anyway, and people like auctions.
Well, yeah.
And, you go to any auction around here, it's packed. And sales, well, they speak for themselves. That's why businesses have sales, because people love them. So we figured we'd just combine the two and have the KJAN radio auction. So instead of going to auctions where you're buying somebody else's cast-offs, you're getting new merchandise this way. So we're combining the best of all worlds with sales and auctions. So you get a chance to get great stuff, new stuff, at discounted prices that you set, really, because we were starting a lot of this stuff at 50%. In fact, some of the stuff even started lower than that. But some folks were getting some real good bargains. So anyway, we want to thank those folks who did participate. Yes. We look forward to doing it again. We do plan on doing it again in the spring. We do it twice a year, once in the spring, once in the fall. So just hang on. It'll be coming again the end of March, first part of April. We'll be back again with another round of auctions. But if you did purchase items... And although I think most of them have picked up already. But if you did purchase items, we'll keep it up on the website maybe for another few days, maybe a week. But then we're going to remove all that information from the website. So if you did purchase items, it is listed on the website. But we do appreciate you coming in and getting that pronto. So we can get things moved away, because otherwise it's clogging up our office space. But thanks for doing that, and we do appreciate you participating. Another event we have coming up for you now next weekend, coming up this next week, is our Pork Month promotion. October is Pork Month, and we like to support the area pork producers and the associated industries that make the pork industry so important to our local economy, and it is. Don't doubt that. It is, in a lot of ways. But we want to celebrate that again this year with Herman the Hog.
Or you guess his weight?
It's a new hog every year, of course, but Herman just continues to
it's a good name.
Go forward in perpetuity. Herman the Hog. Now, this, by the way, is Herman 21.
Okay.
This is Herman the 21st. So this will be the 21st year we've done this promotion. It's the simplest promotion in the world, but folks have a lot of fun with it. Coming up this coming Friday, October the 21st, we're going to give you some opportunity to come out and meet Herman. You can shake his hoof. You can slap him on the rear. I mean, it doesn't really matter. People do all kinds of different things. Oh, yeah. Well, because Herman likes to lounge. He's a hog.
Yeah.
He likes to lounge around. Well, sometimes you got to tap him on the rear end just to get him up, move him around, stuff
like
that.
See what it looks
like. So we'll, and people talk to him. They think they're movie directors. They get their fingers up here sizing him up and stuff. A lot of different things there. But we will have Herman out in a pen at two different locations coming up this Friday, October 21st. We'll be at Hy-Vee here in Atlantic from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then we'll be moving over to Fairway here in Atlantic from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. So you'll have 4 hours worth of time to stop by. All you have to do is stop by, fill out a little card, name, address, phone number. And then the last thing you write on there is how much you think he weighs. We weigh Herman in the morning before we bring him out. So it's correct to that morning. And we'll bring him out, and you just take a look and guess what he weighs to the even pound. We don't do ounces or anything like that. So just to the even pound. And then whoever has the best guess. Now, if there's a tie, there's only one winner. So if there is a tie, we will draw amongst those people who have the best guess. But if there's whoever has the best guess or hopefully gets it right, usually somebody nails it. A lot of times many people do, but then we have to draw. But that person will win Herman processed and ready for the freezer.
Wow.
We'll send them to the locker, and you talk to them and tell them how you want them processed, and they'll be ready to go for the winter. So you can enjoy all kinds of pork sandwiches that day as well. The Cass County Pork Producers will be at the Hy-Vee location that day from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. while we're there with Herman, and they'll be grilling pork sandwiches for you to enjoy for lunch. So we hope you stop on by and enjoy all that. And if you forget all those details, check out the contest page at kjan.com. You can find a complete list of all the details and, of course, our sponsors there for that promotion as well. So, again, that's 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Hy-Vee and 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. at Fairway this Friday, October 21st, to place your guess for Herman. That's a pretty nice little prize.
Yeah.
You betcha. So hope you get a chance to come on out and enjoy. That's all the time we have for you this weekend. Thanks, as always, for spending time with us here on the radio. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.